escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Ah, we're back on a Hertz day on the WIP afternoon show.
How can you just have a Hertz
yes.
day? How about that?
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, day two of Eagles Radiothon for the Eagles Autism Foundation. Boy, it's going to be a big day. Ike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Brother Spike, despite the nonsense that's happening or happened up there in Flushing, New York, with our beloved Philadelphia Phillies, man. Seriously, swept against those guys. You know what? Much like QB1, who will be joining us a little bit later, has said in the past, sometimes you got to look at the deuce and flush it. I got to flush that series, Spike. I got to flush it. Jackie Baseball, I so hope you got something positive for us today. Holla at your boy.
Ah, QB1. What QB1. A day.
Yeah,
what a
it
day.
Is,
talking to our guy.
Before we get to the Phils, it is a big day. As we power through day two of Eagles Radiothon, we have three big Eagles guests today. Dallas Goedert will join us.
Who is has an escape room.
Yes. Sydney Brown will join us.
Mm-hmm.
And QB1, Jalen Hurts, will join us.
How about that?
It'll all happen sometime between 3 and 4:30, somewhere in there. So just listen to the whole show.
It's a hell of a window.
Well,
yes. No, you're right.
It's a hell of a show, brother. It's a hell of a show.
You never know when they're getting off the practice field.
Right. We told everybody 4 o'clock yesterday for Saquon. It wasn't until 4:30. So yes. I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to happen during the show.
Yeah.
So all three of them have great auction items at EaglesRadiothon.com. We will get into those. We will get into the auction item that has to do with us as well. But we do have to start with the Phillies. Jack, I think you as voice of the Phillies in Philadelphia.
Well, of reason.
Not, you yeah. know, a voice of reason. After that pathetic performance, which I think we can all agree, where you as the emotional guy, where do you stand?
So obviously incredibly frustrated. There are little things that happen, right? And I would have liked to see more fight. But ultimately where I come down to is that they had a bad series up in Citi Field. I'm not letting six games at Citi Field. I know it's 10 straight losses, but six this year change how I feel overall about this team. They have beaten plenty of good teams. They have been a very good road team this year. They've been a very good home team this year. I think that overall, like, it's annoying having the Mets having our number, and maybe the Phillies woke them up with the Bohm double play thing, and they're bringing the mics to the stadium. Incredibly annoying. Maybe the rivalry pack with Bryce got the Mets going a little bit. It's a dogfight. It's a baseball season. Like, I feel like we do this every year when they lose a couple games. We forget that we're following a baseball season where there's ups and downs and ins and outs. It's a roller coaster of a season. There's highs and lows. Right now is currently a low point, but Schwarber's not going to go 0 for a series again. JT's not going to go 0 for a series again. Chris Sanchez is an ace-level type pitcher. Joan Duran is one of the best relievers we've ever seen here. Like, I can't get too ahead of myself because the Mets showed up for a desperate series at home, and unfortunately the Phillies did not. They didn't show up. But, like, I don't feel that much differently after this series than I did heading into the series. Do I feel worried about them in a postseason series going up to Citi Field and winning? Okay, sure. Mets also got to make it, and that also has to be a scenario that plays out in the postseason. But ultimately, like, take a deep breath.
All
it's
right.
three games
okay.
in August.
Okay.
Three games.
Okay. So, I've been very positive about the Phillies all year. I was even positive yesterday. I think from a talent standpoint, I think they're good enough to win the World Series. This was the first time all year after last night's game that I felt shook. Like, this series actually shook me. And it wasn't because of any of the holes in their team that we know about. It wasn't because we know that the lineup can go cold. It wasn't because the bullpen imploded. It wasn't because Sanchez. It had nothing to do with any of the baseball things. It's just because they gave up. Like, they gave up yesterday. They had no chance of winning that game after Taiwan gave up those three runs. As soon as he gave up those three runs, they just laid down. And I don't want to hear that Mets pitcher, the young Mets pitcher, who's obviously outstanding, is so good he's just unhittable, and they're unhittable. It's just like, whatever. Like, we have Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber. Two of those guys are in the top five of MVP odds in Major League Baseball. Kyle Schwarber did not have a hit. And they just laid down. And it's not about the holes that the team has. They have holes. My problem is that they do this all the time. It's like, it's pathetic. I think they're good enough, but they do this thing. I can't stand how they talk after games. Everything is always about how we're sort of stupid and it's baseball, and they just got to move on to the next thing. Rob Thompson said a couple things last night. Here's one thing he said.
Times like this, when coming off this, is it helpful sometimes to look at it from 30,000 feet? I mean, you're still four games up. You have a four-game division lead. You know, you're in pretty good shape as far as that goes. Is it sometimes helpful to take
Absolutely.
A view of the whole big picture?
Absolutely. It's one series. And I know it's against the Mets, but, you know, and admittedly so, we need to play better, but... you know, we will. We got a good club, and that's not going to change.
And then Schwarber, who, by the way, did not have a hit in the three games, had no hits at Citi Field in the NLDS, and had two hits in three games in the three-game series in April. Yeah. Here is Schwarber.
I know you got to tip your hat. They played well in this series, but do you almost feel like maybe you guys let them back in this race here?
I don't think that we're focused on that. I think we're focused on ourselves. This is about us in the clubhouse, us as a team. We got to get back. We got another important series ahead of us. So, if we go, we got to go out and take care of business. And moving forward, you know, we still have another series against these guys. But, you know, we're not looking to that. We're looking to the series ahead.
Don't you just want one guy on the Philadelphia Phillies to say, we sucked, that was unacceptable, and we all have to own it. But they don't have that guy.
No.
Nobody ever says that. They always just say, we just need to keep doing what we're doing. We just need to keep doing what we're doing. Everything will be fine. They're good guys, but we don't have any ass kickers in there. This wasn't just one three-game series. Yes, it was just three games in terms of the whole schedule. This was a huge series. You could have buried a division rival. You went up there, and you just gave up. And the reason I'm shaken is because this is what happened last year. Like, they spent the entire second half telling everyone, but mostly telling themselves, this will just work itself out, like baseball. And the problem is that when they get into a tough situation against a tough pitcher, or when they start going cold, instead of digging in and looking within yourself and saying, how do I get my way out of this? They just wait for it to happen. Right? And sometimes they just give up. In the middle of that game, if you don't think the Phillies just gave up in the middle of that game, you are crazy. You're crazy. And it's disappointing to me because I have felt like they are different this year. It's disappointing to me because it is a World Series that I think they can win. Everybody has holes. But the fact that they just give up and nobody says, that was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, listen,
it shook me.
And that's why we're here.
Yeah.
Because they aren't going to say that.
Yeah.
That's the culture. That's the clubhouse. I'm not going to sit here and say it's a bad thing or a good thing. You know, I played an emotional sport, so I've been on the air all these years. People tell you, well, baseball's not football, Ike. It's not that you can't have the high emotions every game. It's 162 games. Okay, they finally beat that into my head. So I get very little emotion from this baseball team. And that's why we're here, to give the raw emotion and reaction to what is happening in the moment and not necessarily always going big picture.
But you know what's crazy, though?
Yeah.
We see plenty of emotion out of them when they're winning. Like, yeah. When they're winning, they're laughing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, though. Yeah. Yes, I know exactly what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes, it's convenient to be positive and show emotion then.
Right.
But when we need somebody to be upset, tipping over a water cooler or something, getting tossed out of a game.
Wake up. Don't get up.
Retaliating, hitting somebody, like something. We never get that from this club. I'll say this, Spike. I just become accustomed to it. So I don't necessarily react as much to it anymore. And we burned the boats, bro. So I can't. What am I going to do?
You can't turn around.
I can't turn around.
No, can't turn around. Can't go back. I'm going to chalk this up as it's real. A phobia or some sort of mental block or whatever is going up there to New York to play that this team has. Be thankful that that series is over with. I know we faced them again in a couple weeks down here. It's not up there. There is a little bit of a cushion there. And I think this team is the type of team that says, you know what? We'll go back home versus the Braves and we'll win 3 out of 4 there.
I love, and by the way,
that's what they'll do.
I love them talking about going home. It's like, oh, we finally get to go home. And, you know what I mean? Like,
it's just frustrating. I feel you, man. I just
wanted to wake up a little bit. I want one guy. And by the way, I love Bader. That throw, when he threw out Lindor, what a throw.
Awesome.
Best throw. But afterwards.
Did you like the smile?
Afterwards, him and Lindor winking and pointing at each other and laughing. It's just like, come on, no.
All right. I get it.
They're playing slap and tickle.
It's mutual appreciation.
Okay, right,
I'm okay
right.
with that.
I'll let that one go.
Dude,
yes,
I'm okay with that. In the All-Star game.
Sportsmanship. I get it. I get it. You don't have to preach to me. I get it. I'm just saying, that's two ball players. One appreciated the great play from Bader and the throw. He gave him a thumbs up.
And they were teammates.
Yes, it's.
But he was a Met last year, and they're the enemy now.
I get it.
Well, he's the only guy that showed up.
So you talk about this.
Like, I get Yeah, now we're going to be mad at Bader.
He's the master.
No. We love Bader.
We're all Badered up.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about Bader.
Yeah.
This show originated all the Bader conversation. Yeah. I talked about this on the High Hopes podcast today. Download it wherever you get your podcast.
Not after the show.
No, but, you know, we went through the leaders, right, on the team.
Yeah.
Schwarber is a stay the course. Harper, I think we can beg for him to be different. I think he just is what he is.
He's like a zombie.
When he's playing well, he's fine. When he's not, mopey. When Trey is a go with the flow guy, like Trey is, just kind of does his own thing.
Good JT, teammate, just there.
Sure. JT, stoic.
Yeah,
he's stoic. Boom, no. Stott, too quiet. Kepler, no. Cassianos in space. Like,
Well, Cassie's not even happy with his role.
Sure. Yeah. Like, I actually think it could be Bader. Like, we keep begging for them to find someone with an edge that doesn't have a problem saying the truth.
He hasn't been here long enough to be a leader.
I don't care. Dutch came to the Marlins in 97 halfway through the year, and he turned that team around.
Yeah,
that was halfway through the year?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever realized that.
Well, I do like that
you
know like
traded for him?
Who?
No.
Dombrowski,
yes.
I do like that he's cocky. Like, I like that he's out there.
Yeah, he's very confident.
I everything that everybody says about it being just one series and just one game and they'll come back and maybe they win 3 of 4, 100%. But I am this is just the first time that I'm like, oh, maybe upstairs they really just don't have it. It's not about the cold.
I think it's
the
a valid concern.
Cold and that sort of stuff. So
I think it's a valid concern. Yeah, I wouldn't minimize that. I wouldn't minimize that. But I'm just saying because we have burned the boats.
Yes. Well, I hope they know that the boats are burned. The boats are burned.
Yes.
You know, I hope that they know that there's no turning back. All right, 215-592-9494. Have you, like, where are you, I guess, is the big question on the Phillies right now. Because Jack still believes I am a little bit shaken about how the Phillies played in New York.
As we stay away from the Mets, we'll be okay.
Well,
act like you followed a baseball season before.
Don't do that.
Well,
They'll do that.
You have been up and down with the emotion.
This year, I've been pretty good.
Yeah, you've been steady, Eddie.
And well, here's last thing.
Now, recently, you have
He's
upped
been
the,
up
your intensity.
And down with the emotion.
Well, this is the biggest series of the year, so I brought it.
Yeah.
At least I will. At least I showed up.
Yes.
This is the last thing I say, and I promise I won't bring up Rivalry Pack ever again. If the Mets are awoken and the Mets win the division, I promise you, because I will make sure of it, the Rivalry Pack thing sticks to him forever. Forever.
What about the double play, boom, microbolic, whatever, microphone
that too,
thing?
That too. But like you're telling me that the Mets, who have owned us, sit there and look at Bryce Harper wearing their colors as some sort of, like, sort of, hey, look who I am. And they don't see that?
Yeah.
Of course they see. It doesn't make them play better. But look, the
well,
brain.
They know he's doing it in a
taunting way.
In a mocking or taunting way.
When the Braves used Sal friggin' Licata as a way to be motivated 3 years ago, baseball teams use that stuff.
Yeah.
That will stick to him forever.
And so two things. I agree with you. They should have a big cutout of him wearing it in their locker room, which maybe they do.
Yeah. Taking pieces off of it.
I would like for the Phillies to use the Keith Hernandez cut as the same way.
Yes, you're overrated.
You're overrated.
Yeah.
But they won't.
They don't.
They won't.
They don't. They're just going to stay the course. 215-592-9494.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
What Aaron Rodgers say? R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Listen, I get it. You know, it was a terrible series. I get all that. Harper, Schwarber, all of that. Like, I'm not about to discredit what they did. I'm not about to say, like, everything Spike said was 100% correct. But it is just baseball. And we've learned that and become accustomed to that. All this and this run that they've had since 2022, you know, like we came in here back when Marks was here. We mad when they do this, you know, and it's just like the ebb and flows of the season. But this is what I will say about the Phillies going forward. I think Spike, it hurt him a little bit more because it's the New York Mets. You know, he can say it's not. I know he got them New York friends texting him on his phone, laughing, ha, 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 them laughing emoji. I know you're getting them.
I got a lot of that, yes.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. I know they're completely different sports, right? I know what it's like when your rivalry beats you every single year and they just beat the hell out of you and all you got to do is take it when you got a good baseball team. I know what it's like, believe me. So I know it hurts. It puts a little bit more edge on how you feel in the game, but it is just one series. They come back home. Obviously, they front runners, right? We talked about this a couple months ago with Spike, Ike, Jack. Like, the Phillies are a front-running team. When they up, you know, they rah, rah, rah. When they losing, they pouting. But what we got to stop trying to do is trying to change these guys to be something that they're not. Like, Harper, he's never going to be a rah. I know that's what he was when he was in Washington, but that's why he's here. Because they didn't like the way he was. They didn't think that he handled himself as a leader, all that. So he changed his personality. That's not who he is. But what I need for this team to do is just finish the season strong. Like, you're going to have game, you're going to have series where, you know, guys ain't hitting. We get that all the time. Like, Castellanos, I mean, this team, I don't know what it is, but, like, when they're losing, they chase balls like crazy. And I know they didn't really do that last night, but, like, in that last inning, in game, what was it, the game two, when they brought in the eighth inning. Like, they got people on bases. They swing. It's like, come on, man. Like, what was it? Stott on third. And I think I forgot who was up. But, like, he was just swinging at balls at the ground, not even in strike zone. Like, it's like, I don't know what it is with them, but it's like they always trying to make the big play. But, like I said, don't worry about it. They're going to get it together. We still got – I know it hurts today. Everybody off the team. But, like I said, I know what it's like to get your champ, you know, your team beat your ass, and then they went on to win a championship. So, you know, this could have been the awakening that they needed, and we're going to see what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, which perspective you're speaking from when you say you know what that's like?
Come on, Ike.
The winning side or the losing side?
Come on, Ike. Come on, man. Hey, man,
well, you said it three times. You want to specify exactly which side you were coming from.
Well, me being, you know, Ohio State fan, Michigan beat Mark's ass 4 years in a row, right? Yep. We went on to win a championship this year. You know what I'm saying? Yep. That, it's just one series. That hurts in the moment, but it's like you got to take that and use that as motivation to move on to the next one. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Also, on the way out,
yeah,
be respectful. That's all I'm going to say.
What, to QB1? Dude, let me ask. All right, Corey, you and me. You know me, man. Of course I'm going to be respectful. Of course.
I know. I'm just saying.
Of course.
Don't say no goofy stuff.
No. Jack's mic is shut off. Jack's mic is shut off.
As long as he admits that Dagger was underthrown.
Right. Can you imagine Ike's face if I opened up with that?
Man.
It's going to be fine. Everyone relax.
I'm over here on eggshells, too,
don't
man.
Be on. Everyone's fine. We're all professionals.
Eggshells.
I'm a pro.
We're all right.
Come on.
This will be fine. Let's see how much we can get Jalen to laugh.
Hey, keep that same energy when
you
talk to
him. How many jokes we have for him.
Yeah. Well, I got to find out if you put the Super Bowl ring on.
Put the ring on?
I need to find out if you just put it on at some point. You know, at some point. So Jalen Hurts joins us later on in the show. Sometime between 3 and 4:30, we will have Jalen Hurts, Dallas Goedert, Sidney Brown. It is the Eagles Radiothon on 94 WIP to benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. We'll tell you about some of the great items still available. The auction, by the way, the auction happens until 5.
Yeah.
But remember, there are people that have max bids in there. So that, you know, the bid could be $3,000 or something, but they could have a max bid of $4,500. You don't even know. Mm-hmm. You have to sign up for all that stuff. So go to EaglesRadiothon.com, sign up. I'll tell you more about that. Also coming up next, one of our WFAN brothers took a shot at one of our WIP brothers, and he might have been right. Yeah. So, yeah, that is that.
It's questionable if he's even one of our brothers.
Yes,
right,
the WIP guy we're talking about.
Yes, yes.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Ike, here is the question. You must tell me how the poll has been answered. Did this series change how you feel about the Phillies? Yes or no, it's just a bad series? How do you think they answered?
First of all, shout out to the GOAT, Tupac, yep. Amaru Shakur.
Absolutely.
I'll go with the majority is saying it's just a bad series. I'll say 62% says it's just a bad series.
34% say it's just a bad series. 66% say, yes, it changed how they felt about the team.
So what does that mean?
Sack up. I mean, come on.
They're the ones that need to sack up.
Sack up.
Well, it's like everybody that was complaining about it is complaining about the normal stuff with the Phillies.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the lineup could go cold and the bullpen and blah, 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 blah. We all know all that stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff is there. It's part of the holes that every team has. That I am concerned about the mental fortitude of the team. That they can just lay down so easily and die and just tell themselves, it'll be all right. We're going home. We're going home. You know what? Sometimes you have to go to a tough place and play.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't go home.
I'm telling you. I think that's the one place they can't go there and play well.
They better learn.
I just feel like
the only one can do it is Bader.
Right? Like when you think about Milwaukee, they don't seem, and we'll see next week when they play Milwaukee what that series looks like up there. But I wouldn't be surprised if they went to Milwaukee and took 2 out of 3 there.
Oh.
It just doesn't have the same intimidating or psychological advantage over them. I think Milwaukee's the better team. But that's a series where you'd be like, you don't expect the Phillies to win it, and they'll go win it.
Well, so it could happen. That is the exact kind of team that will take advantage of the Phillies because they are a fundamentally sound team that puts pressure on the other team. And when there's pressure on us, we throw the ball into the third deck. You know, when there's pressure on us, we don't know how to do a rundown. When there's pressure on us, the pitcher melts down. I don't know.
See, we'll think they come home against Atlanta, and they'd much rather rise to the occasion than feel the ire of this fan base at home.
I would agree with you
there. Yes, so they would much rather do that and rise versus, you know what, they're in New York and it's like, oh yeah, we gave it a shot in the first game and then it was like, then we gave it a good college try in the second game. I think in the second game is when they didn't win that game.
They were like, we can just
get back home.
Ah.
Yeah. Because yesterday didn't look like very much.
No, they give up. They give up as soon as Taiwan, I give credit to Taiwan. They can hit a ball 800 feet off of Taiwan. He's the exact same guy. He is not affected by the pressure. But as soon as he gave up those 3 runs, and by the way, it could have been 10 in that inning and he only gave up 3, it was over. So it is day 2 of the Eagles Radiothon to benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. All of the incredible auction items go until 5 o'clock. So what I would tell you is go to EaglesRadiothon.com. Make sure you're registered. I know everybody likes to try to get their bids in at 5, but what you can do is go in and say, oh, I'm going to do a max bid. So at that point, the bid will only go up as other people bid. So here are a couple of great items. First of all, the WIP Afternoon Show live broadcast.
Bang.
From
Let's
your
go, man.
Business
I mean,
or home.
Seriously, come on.
So it's only a $5,500, which is... is insulting and a steal.
Yeah.
It was at $8,200 last year, which, by the way, is also a steal. If you were going to buy this, it would cost way more than that.
This is at least a $10,000 item.
At least a $10,000 item. First of all, we have to beat the other shows, and we're in second place right now, which is disappointing
to me.
So you have until 5 o'clock. Again, we will make it. If there's something that you want us to do when you're there and you haven't bid and you're thinking about it, you call up. We'll think about it. I've already said that Jack and I will put duct tape over our mouths for 2 minutes while you read us Jalen Hurts' resume.
Whatever you want to say.
How about adding this?
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
Well, to those who may bid on the show, could be advantageous to have us there on a Tuesday or any other day. But we got a fourth member here who's an honorary member of the show.
Bring Elliot.
That we bring him with us.
Yes.
And you can yell at Elliot.
Yes,
you can yell at Elliot.
That's what I'm saying.
Or what about this? What if you specifically don't want Elliot and we tell him he can't come? Whichever one it is. If you want Elliot, we will get Elliot there as well. Yes, absolutely.
There you go.
So EaglesRadiothon.com. Another item. Now, Jalen Hurts will join us this afternoon sometime between 3 and 4:30. There's an incredible Jalen Hurts item. So Jalen Hurts wrote a children's book called Better Than a Touchdown. Your opportunity for your child and then five friends, and you go to the NovaCare facility. There is a private reading of the book, of Jalen's book, with Jalen and your kids and your kids' friends, and a private tour of the NovaCare facility. Ooh. Dude, this is only at $7,000. Like, but by the way, if you have other parents' kids that are there, go to them and say, hey, how much are you in for this? Because that is a one, talk about a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Hang out with QB1, Super Bowl MVP.
With his book.
Yes, and get a tour of the facility with him.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Incredible.
That's a lifetime experience.
100%. And if all these things are out of your price range, there's a great t-shirt, which you can just buy, designed by Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship. Mm. It's great. It says exciting on there. It's $30. Or all at EaglesRadioThon.com. You can also text to donate. Text the word afternoon to 53209. 215-592-9494. Do this now or later? Okay, we'll do OG Wade now. Okay. OG, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
What's up? We're talking to your son,
OG,
later on today.
Yeah. I was calling because I just want to kind of caution you, Spike, in your, you know, because your tongue is kind of sharp. You know what I mean? And I don't want you to, you know, because OG will put pause on it, will pause on that one, you know. But I just don't want you to get outside your box. You know what I mean?
Nah, dude.
There's a little box we keep
this,
you in.
This is that. My box. I'm the one that's good at this. I'm the one that, you're the one that's chasing me on this one. You got the Jalen Super Bowl MVP, but look, this is what I do. This is, what do you think?
Hey, listen,
I'll be respectful. Yeah. I respect the guy. I respect him a great deal.
Here's what I need you to know.
Yeah.
And I need you to stamp this because you be kind of quiet sometimes and I don't, make me a little nervous.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about this Jalen Hurst thing and his rankings, you know, that number 19, I think it should be one, because when you, on the grand scheme of things, when you're talking about the best, you know, like the top
100 flair.
Nah.
There is no flair.
Last week's news.
Okay, hear me out.
Yeah. No.
Because you ain't let me on last week. Remember?
Yeah, but we want to talk about the Phillies. I don't want to talk about the top 100
okay.
list. God bless.
Phillies?
Yes.
You want to talk about the Phillies? That's a conversation piece today?
If you want to talk about the interview, we can talk about the interview. I don't want to talk about the top 100.
Yeah, no, I'll deal with that later on.
Okay.
You ain't got to talk about that right now.
Okay.
But the Phillies, seriously?
All right. Tasty Cake Tom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. My man, Jack.
Dom?
How are you?
What's up, Dom? How you feeling?
Well, Tasty Cake.
Give us how's your temperature on the Phillies, Dom?
Well, I waited to hear what you guys had to say. I really did, because that's what the narrative is, right? It's only three games out of 162 and everything like that. But in the three games, game one, your ace went out there and pitched underhand. Mm-hmm. Game two, your world-class closer went out there and didn't get an out. And in last night, why is Castellanos in that game? He was so overmatched.
He had no chance.
He didn't get the bat off of his shoulder.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm all for, like, I trust Rob Thompson and, you know, his whole managing of that platoon thing, but that he had no chance against that guy. And by the way, another disheartening thing for me for last night is the Mets bring up a pitcher. And it's like, oh my God, this guy's going to win the next 8 Cy Youngs. And then they're going to bring up another pitcher this weekend. And meanwhile, our gem of our entire organization is sitting with a 5 ERA in AAA.
Yeah. Coming off Tommy John.
Tommy John, but just to be clear, he had Tommy John surgery in July of 2023.
Yeah.
It is almost September of 2025.
Yeah.
He's not coming off surgery anymore. He's not. So I all that to say, I'm not saying that Andrew Painter couldn't be good one day, but it is disheartening to see the other team have this pitching prospect that I haven't even heard of.
We're always waiting on our guy.
On our guy.
It's like we're always waiting
on him. It's like Aiden Miller has 50 steals in AAA. I don't care.
Double A.
I don't care.
The record.
I feel very fortunate, Spike, that I do think the Phillies are a really good team and absolutely can still win the World Series. We have the best football team in the NFL. So there's a lot to be thankful
for. Not today.
But
whatever.
I got to tell you, Ike, if I never saw a Mets game again, if I never saw Celtics versus Sixers again, and if I never saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers again, my life would be a lot easier, because they're just three teams we can't beat.
Damn.
We just can't beat them.
Well, unfortunately, we play the Bucks this year.
Yeah.
And we open the season against the Celtics.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, now regular season, I'm talking about
the playoffs.
That used to be.
So I know what you're saying,
When I was a young guy, that was the number one rivalry in all of sports. Sixers versus Celtics.
Oh yeah.
And we're an also ran now.
Yeah, for sure.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kills me. And Tampa Bay, they
Well, a good thing the Celtics may not be as good this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but we're gonna suck though.
So if we miss those three teams for the rest of my life, I wouldn't feel too bad about that.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Tasty Cake. It being the Mets is the worst part of this. By far. The fact that the team that we like have this issue with being the Mets, for me personally, it's very bad.
Yeah.
But for us, like I wish it was the Padres or something.
It wouldn't matter.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's why it hurts so much.
Listen,
more.
It does hurt and but you know what though? I'm this is a sports fan.
It's fun.
This is what being a sports fan is about.
Yeah. It's miserable.
It's the close proximity. It's the back and forth. And listen, we're going to take care of them next week. Was it 2 weeks? 2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, 2 weeks from now.
Again, I actually think Dom summed it up pretty well.
Yeah.
Like we're so cocky with the football team, and rightfully so. We need a humbling.
Ah.
That's what the Phillies are bringing the city right now. We still have a little bit of the edge.
I didn't expect that angle from you.
Make
you
like it that? Feel like Philly again.
Yeah.
Getting owned by New York.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
We're still up by 4 in the division.
Too much stock. 215-592-9494. In just a minute, a WFAN host with a little experience takes a shot at a WIP host. Before that, I'm going to tell you about Colonial Hyundai. in Downingtown. This is, it's Labor Day weekend. We're here. So today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Labor Day, Monday, Colonial Hyundai hooking you up. I ask you, take 2 hours away from the pool or the barbecue or the beach. Head over to Colonial because these days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Labor Day, Monday, up to $10,000 off any new Hyundai in stock. 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That's up to 10 grand. Also, they're going to save you money on financing. Better financing than anyone else. 0% on any new Hyundai in stock. A new Tucson, a new Santa Fe, a new Palisade. All right in stock at Colonial Hyundai right now. They're also, the cars are, as always, give you more for your trade than anyone else. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. I don't care if you have to push it up to Colonial. They're giving you $6,500. This weekend, you're not working. They are. Head over to Colonial Hyundai. Remember, when you drive away, you're going to leave with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Route 30 in Downingtown or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy Hyundai in-stock vehicles. Only tax and tags additional. See dealer for full details. So we had Sal on the show on Monday. Sal Licata, big Met fan, hosts of BT and Sal Middays at WFAN. And Sal had this experience a few years ago where he proclaimed the National League East over in May, that the Mets were going to win it. The Braves stormed back.
And he
back.
Did it in a mocking chant, too. He did the over.
Yes.
Which is if I was a Braves
fan. Who did that?
Sal got it.
Sal. Oh, I thought you said.
Chilio. No. Can he even sing?
No. He's not a singer.
There's no tone.
No, there's right? No tone at all. Yeah. He doesn't have any rhythm. No tone. Yeah. So the Braves storm back, win the division. They're talking about Sal in the clubhouse after they win the division. Mets fans hate Sal. So then Monday, our very own Joe Giglio takes a page out of the Sal Licata book. Actually, Giglio did this last year, and he survived it. Is he, before the Mets series, Joe Giglio proclaims the division over. Sal had some words about Giglio yesterday.
Luckily, the Mets have won these two games in a row here, and now all of a sudden it's getting tight in Philadelphia. Matter of fact, they have one of their hosts on IP, went on this rant, you know, kind of like he's stealing my material. Joe Giglio, you're stealing my material. I did this years ago. And by the way, I didn't do it as material. I did it because I really thought the Mets were going to win the division in 2022. And then because of the publicity that got after the Mets, of course, famously blew the division, now other guys want to go out there. You know, Marash does the same thing. The division is over. Evan's been having fun with that. Now Giglio goes out there on WIP and says that the division is over. The Phillies are going to win it. All of a sudden, Joe's going to feel the wrath of his Philly fans if things start going the wrong way. And we talk about if the Phillies sweep the Mets, they're going to be up 10. Well, no. Phillies can't sweep the Mets. They can't even win the series. They better make sure they get tonight. Otherwise, it's going to be a big problem.
Do we have to kill Giglio?
Wow.
Like, as a staff?
I've been waiting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, this is not a good look for Giglio.
Well, it's never a good idea to jump out there. Now, although he didn't do it in May or June.
No.
You know. But still,
he touched the money.
He did before the Mets.
Exactly. That's a great analogy there. Yeah. He touched the money.
He touched the money.
I have no idea what that means. That's a gambling reference.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't do that with 7 games left to play against the Mets.
No. And when you're starting the Mets series, when you just got owned by the Mets in April, when you got owned by the Mets in the NLDS, he's playing with fire. And everybody talks about me being a New York guy, blah, blah, blah. Giglio started his career at FAN.
All right, hold on. Addressing elephants in the room?
What?
With Giglio?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he's got a long history up there.
Yes.
I think he was smiling when they watched they lose the last couple of nights. 100%. Giglio smiling. Elliot smiling.
Oh, I'm sure Elliot was smiling.
Elliot was definitely smiling.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Elliot wants the Phillies to lose, for sure.
But
yeah.
Giglio, the it was such ill-natured when he did it.
Ill-natured. I've never heard that.
When we were thinking about doing it, it was in the right manner and at the right time.
But I told you no.
Yeah, because we had a feel, though.
Yes.
This was no feel.
No. Nope.
This was strictly just doing it for reaction.
Yep. Now, Licata saying, Sal saying that Joe's going to feel the heat. He doesn't know Joe very well. But also disrespecting him.
He's not going to
care about. He doesn't care about feeling heat.
Now, the also disrespect, Sal calling him Giglio and saying he stole his material and all that.
A little much.
And saying that it's material when Joe does it. It's not material when Sal does it. Like, come on, Sal. I've sat in meetings with you for 2 years. Like, come on. We're all doing radio shows.
That's the same show that tried back Zach, right?
They did try back Zach.
Yeah. For Zach Wilson. Come on, man. Have a feel.
Yeah. Now I told him to do it, but, whatever. Look.
It's all behind the scenes stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
The thing is,
yes,
is Giglio made a big mistake.
Yes.
And if they blow the division, the two people that will be at fault are Bryce Harper and Joe Giglio.
And Alec Bohm.
And Alec Bohm. Yes. We can't let Bohm
escape. Yeah, they were bringing, their fans were bringing mics to the ballpark to mock him.
Yes.
I don't know what they're called, so I keep saying just mics.
Oh, parabolic.
Yeah. I want to say hyperbolic mics.
No, nope.
Not
parabolic
at all.
Parabolic. They're the mics that get the
crowd
noise.
No, I know what
noise.
They are. Okay. I just don't know what they're called. Yeah.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
So Saquon yesterday, Jalen today, so I guess the kids are out.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Rod Lakin had nothing to do with this. I just want to be I want to be clear. This was Ryan Hammond, the executive director of the Eagles Autism Foundation. Now, we told her. I want you to see how two different managers operate. We told Rod we wanted Saquon or Jalen, and we got Squata. We told Ryan we wanted Saquon and Jalen, and within 24 hours, they're both going to be on our show.
Yeah.
So, look, maybe now we actually do have to give out Rod's number and make him go interview your kids.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, tomorrow night's game zero, so I kind of, a little part of me thought you guys were taking off, come down to see the game, but I guess.
No.
Yeah.
No.
0% chance.
Yeah, sorry, man. Yeah.
So how many new friends did Herb make in the last 20 hours?
Who?
Herb? How did Herb make friends?
His email address?
Oh, yeah. We got to find out what happened.
There's no way he's checked his email today.
HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com?
That's his email address. HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com.
You think he's checking his email?
Have you emailed him, Gary?
No. I mean, the email box got to be full by now. I mean...
You got to email him some nudes.
Ooh, he'll see those.
I wish you guys would
whacking that thing.
Randomly once a month, see who's on the first with him, because that was just priceless.
Yeah, he's one of a kind, man. He's one of a kind.
Oh, yeah.
So where are you at on the Phils, Kerr?
So we burned the boats, and now look. Like, now what?
Yeah, we burned the boats, can't turn back.
Well, but here's the thing, though, is now is when that's important. When it's important is when you get humbled in New York and you realize that there is no turning back. Like I just don't want them, if they truly have burned the boats, they will realize that they can't just give up now and they can't just say, oh, well, I hope we don't play the Mets in the playoffs, because there's a pretty good chance we're going to play the Mets in the playoffs. I mean, it's a, I don't know, 35-40% chance.
Yeah.
I hope so. It's just, this is the first time that, last year, I was worried. I was continually worried about their lack of acknowledgement of what was happening. And this is the first time this year that I've looked at what they said and the way they acted, and I said, they're doing it again. They're doing it again, you know?
It's just so frustrating, because after Seattle, you thought that they were going to get on a roll, and then they just laid an egg.
Yeah, yeah, the biggest of eggs. And it wasn't just bad play. I'm sorry, that the second game... I'm okay with the second game. Your star reliever blows a save. You battled back. Okay. Games 1 and 3 were the two ugliest Phillies games I've watched all year. You know, like they were embarrassing. They're embarrassing games.
They sucked in every facet of the game.
Yeah.
The top of the lineup can hit. They can't catch. They're throwing the ball into the bullpen. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible. Thank you for the call, Gary. They got to win 3 of 4 against the Braves.
Yep.
There's no split.
No Splitsville.
No,
Splitsville. Nope. 3 of 4. Take back momentum.
Not just 3 of 4, but tonight. Like, they got to do it tonight.
Well, Knowles?
Man. Knowles. $172 million, man.
Yeah.
The stopper. You know, Quantrill Elder, which they should smoke, and then Sale on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to, you know, his first two are important.
Well, and I'll tell you what. They don't score. They go down easy in the first three innings. People are going to start booing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's tight ballpark.
We're not booing on a Thursday night heading into a holiday weekend.
Oh, we have...
The holidays canceled.
Wait, do we have the... If we start off with a Trey Spinneroony strikeout with his bat swirling over his head like he's Zorro, and Ed Schwarber at the four-pitch K, and then we get Alec Bohm, a first-pitch pop-out, if we get three innings of that... We'll get
boo
birds.
Y'all can see boos coming from that. Yeah, yeah. You describe it that way. Yeah. Yes.
Well, we all know what it looks like.
Do you think that Bryce rolls out the rivalry back tonight?
He better not.
No, Braves.
Well, it's
Braves,
only isn't it when they're at the other stadium? Okay. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Eagles sign an old friend and two old friends. Wait, there was Epps and who else?
Ooh, another one.
All right. And coming up sometime between 3 and 4:30 or so.
That's a huge window.
Look.
Way to go.
Bigger window than the Phils have.
You believe in this team all year.
I do. Jalen Hurts joins us. Dallas Goedert joins us. Sidney Brown joins us. All to talk about their auction items, which you can bid on at EaglesRadioThon.com and, of course, other stuff. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.